Dan seperti yang dijanjikan, kita akan bincangkan berkenaan dengan tiga perkara tersebut, Belanjawan 2021, RCEP dan juga Pilihan Raya Presiden Amerika Syarikat. Kita bersama dengan Ketua Pakar Ekonomi GY IQI, Sean Said, dan izinkan saya meneruskan perbincangan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Sean, you've seen the budget. What's the gist of the budget? Is the government following the dual circulation strategy like China? Can this spur economic growth in a short period?
Yes, very much relevant what you just said. If you pick up Economist magazine 2 months back, they have mentioned how China actually turned around her economy. And they followed dual circulation strategy. What is dual circulation strategy? By encouraging domestic demand and supporting the businesses. As you know, the global economy, because of COVID-19, has actually gone into depression. So the only way to get the economies out of depression or recession is to support the local businesses and to encourage domestic demand. Once the domestic demand picks up and the businesses are in a good mood, only then you'll be able to grow and to go out and meet the global demand. So I think what the Malaysian government is doing, not only the Malaysian government, I think more or less all the ASEAN governments are following the same strategy. And I think it's the right move at this point of time as we are hitting the second and third wave of COVID. So in my opinion, I think Malaysian government has adopted a good strategy at this point.
But to stimulate consumption, consumers' consumption, do you think it's big enough? Many people have criticized the budget for not including the EPF withdrawal and also the automatic moratorium. What do you make of that?
I think it's too early to say whether it will make an impact because every policy instrument, it takes time. So I think in my opinion, let's give 3 to 6 months, and then we will see how it is making an impact on the economy. Overall, I think it will make an impact by giving extra income to people to consume, because ultimately 60% of your GDP comes from consumption, and consumption is a main contributor to the overall GDP equation. Mm-hmm. So I think let's see how it happens in the next 3 to 6 months.
And Sean, we understand that fiscal and monetary policies have become very important. Tell us, can this work? The government is spending a massive amount of money for next year. Is there still room for maneuver?
Absolutely, because you have a lot of space, especially in the fiscal side. Monetary side has been, you know, done with for this year, but it is almost, you know, now the fiscal policy that has to do the magic. And in these turbulent times, fiscal policy and monetary policy can help the economy to drive into the growth mode. So I think, in my opinion, the government still has room to maneuver on the fiscal side.
Does that mean that lowering the interest rate further going into 2021?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you say fiscal side or monetary side?
Fiscal side, yes, the government has room to maneuver. In terms of monetary space, yes, globally, all the central banks are lowering the interest rate. I would not be surprised that Bank Negara would lower interest rate in 2021 as well.
Fiscal-wise, do you foresee the government announcing more stimulus packages moving forward?
Yes, I think there will be some announcements to maneuver, especially on the fiscal side, and there will be some stimulus packages coming soon.
Okay, and Sean, should we be alarmed that the debt to GDP is now close to 60% and fiscal deficit around 6%? What are your insights on that?
I think there's nothing to be alarmed because the standard, the threshold for any economy to be in the alarming mode is 90%. If you pick up the paper of Kenneth Rogoff and Carvey from Harvard University, they studied about advanced economies and emerging economy for the last 100 years, and they came out with an analysis that any economy that got a threshold of 90%, that should be the alarming level for the government. Right now, the Malaysia's debt to GDP ratio is 60%. So I think the government still has room to maneuver this, so there is nothing to worry about.
And Sean, very briefly, what's the outlook for ringgit and GDP in 2021 based on the promise of an effective vaccine next year and the budget 2021?
I think we have already shared for next year, Malaysian ringgit will be trading between 3.75 and 4.15. It is based on the premise that US dollar will depreciate significantly in 2021. We have already seen dollar has depreciated almost 13% this year against a basket of currencies, and we see a further depreciation of US dollar. So once US dollar depreciates, other currencies will appreciate. So ringgit is in line with those numbers. As far as GDP is concerned, we expect Malaysia's GDP will be trading between 3 and 4% for 2021.
And Sean, let's talk about the RCEP next. According to economists interviewed by CCTV, the negotiations for RCEP were accelerated after Trump pulled the US out of TPP. Considering what that the RCEP has two of the world's biggest economies, China and Japan, how will this help member countries maybe recover post COVID-19?
I think this is massive because everybody is looking for trade. And with this RCEP happening, you see it controls 27 trillion, almost 30% of global GDP, 2.2 billion of population, that is around 28%. So I think this is excellent for those countries that have joined. Countries are desperate to join economic blocs to leverage from each other's market. So I think even US and India not joining, that it doesn't make any difference. But China is there. And the only country in the global economy that is leading from the front is China. And you have to align yourself with China. So I think this is excellent. I think those countries that joined made the right move at this point of time.
And how significant is this deal when we look at the scale of the population, GDP, and also the possibilities that the RCEP could unlock in the future?
I think it's massive because you have 2.2 billion population. Markets can, you know, leverage from each other. People can benefit. You know, even with this regional trade, these economies can actually come out of recessionary mode into a growth mode much faster as compared to Europe or even North America. So I think, as you know, many economies are suffering because of COVID. This trade deal aligning with China, I think, it can help many economies to come into the growth mode at a much faster mode.
And Sean, how soon can member countries appreciate and also benefit from this RCEP?
I think everything takes time. Nothing happens overnight. I think we can expect in a year's time, or maybe in 18 months, we can expect. You know, the member countries can benefit from each other's market, and the goods and services can move, and that's how the trade and services, you know, and people can benefit from this.
And Sean, lastly, the U.S. election, the dust still has not settled concerning the U.S. election. Trump is still insisting on challenging the results in court. How will this affect the transition process, efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S. and also the U.S. economic recovery process?
I think this is the first time in the history of U.S. election where it has taken into the disputed mode. I think Trump is not budging. As you know, he's from the Queens in New York, and people from Queens and in New York, they don't give up very easily. I think this will continue, and we have to wait till December 14th when the Electoral College will decide who is the real winner. At the moment, I think he is not in a mood to make a smooth transition, and President-elect Joe Biden has not been allowed to have the briefing on national security. So I think it's a pure shenanigan, and it's an embarrassment for the U.S. Election Committee as well.
But Sean, this is the biggest world's biggest economy. How will that affect maybe trade or policies moving forward going to 2021?
I think the investors are very nervous because they don't know who will take over. And if you see Secretary of State's Pompeo statement, he said next 4 years will be of Trump. What that statement actually signify? I mean, whether Trump will come back again or that we have a smooth transition. So everything is in a very uncertain mode. And whenever you have uncertainty, the market, especially the U.S. economy, which is the largest and the biggest in the world, it can have a negative impact on the market and also for investors. So I think in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we can expect more shenanigans and more uncertainty in the U.S. market.
But do you foresee the first month of 2021 maybe becoming a bit better, looking at how we've learned the lesson so far in 2020?
2021 results too early to say, but geopolitical risks are getting higher and deeper into the market. And there are so many conflicts that are emerging. So too early to say, but geopolitical risk in 2021 will make a huge impact, and US dollar depreciation will make a huge impact in the currency and the equity market.
Okay. Thank you very much, Syan Syed, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Jual AQI, membincangkan berkenaan dengan Belanjawan 2021, RCEP dan juga Pilihan Raya Presiden Amerika Syarikat. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Saya Reza Zulkarni. Salam hormat.